the name of God the Father, who created the world, and God the Son, who saved the world, and God the Holy Spirit, who is in the world. Amen. Today, you will notice there's a definite theme in this service. Meet Bear. Not Ted Bear, just Bear. That's because he doesn't have a name. And I was hoping, wrongly as it turned out, this being labelled a family service, there would be some children here who might finally give Bear a name. There are some. If you have any names for him or her, then please let me know. And we will duly christen him or her. Anyway, behave yourself. Now, how many of you know the song about a bear hunt? Well done, I'm glad you had the courage to admit it. Oh, sorry, you know it. Right, do tell me, because I can't see you behind. Well, I became aware of it for the first time when Elaine, our daughter, learnt it at school. And its chorus runs, "We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a wonderful day. I'm not scared." And if you believe that, you believe anything. They travel through a number of increasingly challenging natural obstacles about which they observe, "We can't go over it. Can't go under it. We'll have to go through it." And they do. And eventually, they enter a dark cave, and a bear finds them. And that's where I'm going to leave you for the moment. And if you don't know the end, you're going to have to wait. In the Gospel, we read about the experience of two friends traveling back from Jerusalem on the first Easter Sunday evening. A stranger comes and joins them, and he asks, "What's disturbing them so much?" And their reply is interesting. It begins, "Are you alone among the people of Jerusalem, unaware of the events of the last few days?" You see, we know the outcome of the events of that first Easter weekend. But they didn't. And we tend to forget that. We also tend to forget that they didn't expect the events of Good Friday. The death of Jesus, especially in the way it happened, was a total shock to them. It broke them completely. And they all deserted him. One, Judas, joined the opposition and betrayed him. Another one, Peter, denied he ever knew him. And the remaining 10 ran away and hid, as we discussed and discovered during Holy Week in the evening services. Incidentally, it's interesting to note that while the men deserted Jesus, the women didn't. But that's another issue. The comments of the two followers of Jesus to the unknown figure who joined them are significant. They didn't say, "Christ is risen," as we did last week and we will do throughout Easter. They said, "We don't know what to think." And it's important and should be of comfort to us. The first disciples weren't foolish. They knew that Jesus was dead. And in the words of Shakespeare, "Death hath no equal." They knew it was all over. They were ordinary but intelligent men, tradesmen, fishermen, etc. They knew the prophecies, even if they didn't fully understand them. And they needed to be convinced that Jesus was no longer dead, but alive in a real and vivid form. And it took Jesus 40 days to drive this vital and game-changing message home. To return to my two stories. The bear hunters. There we are. Come on, bear. The bear hunters. They turned around, they probably screamed, and they ran all the way back home through all the natural hazards, leaving the door open in their hurry and their panic before running back downstairs to shut and lock their front door and diving under the bed covers. I do wonder what their mother said about the mud on the sheets and the pillows from their boots. Now, perhaps you could tell me. On the other hand, the two friends invited Jesus to stay with them, and when they reached their home, they recognized him as he broke the bread. Following his immediate disappearance, they ran as fast as they could, the 7 miles back to Jerusalem, to announce to the 11 surviving disciples that Christ had risen and they had seen him. Now for us, the challenge is the same. We've met the risen Lord. But are we a bear hunter? Or are we an Emmaus friend? Do we run away, lock the door, and dive under the covers? Or do we go out and proclaim, Christ is risen? And incidentally, it's no good saying it here. It won't have much impact in this building. We need to share the message with our neighbours and with our friends. That's what the Easter message is about. That's what makes our faith different from that of others. We have hope. We have hope for the future, however grim the present may be, and sometimes it seems very grim. We have a duty to share that hope. That's why Christ died. He died that we may all have hope. And that is the Easter message for us and for all humanity. Hope. Let us go out and share it.